and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's not often we get someone taking their ex-wife to the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Ken, what's going on today?
Well, this is all about my ex-wife. My ex-wife has been posting lots of pictures with her new boyfriend. I don't have a problem with that, but the only thing is, I feel like she's not thinking about our children. We've only been divorced about a year now, and feelings and emotions and everything is still pretty raw for the kids. It's definitely something that's affecting them because they see their mom posting these pictures with a different guy, and they feel sad. They feel embarrassed. She doesn't see a problem with this, and I do. You know, I understand that we had the divorce, but I also have to look out for what's in the best interest of our kids, and I don't think that her posting these pictures with her new boyfriend is fair at all for them. I know she's a big fan of Couples Court, and she listens to you guys all the time, so I figured this would be a good platform for me to call in and try and get some help.
This is a tough one right here, man.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. You want to look out for the kids. At the same time, most exes are going to take that as you're jealous. You want to control the situation. You don't have a right to do that anymore.
Right. But our daughter came to me the other day and she was literally in tears. You know, it's still a raw situation for the kids.
Yeah, hold on. Let's call her, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Oh, okay. Hi. Did I win something?
Wouldn't that be nice? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Kathy. We're calling you because we got a phone call from Ken, your ex, who tells us that your kids are upset about photos you're posting with your new boyfriend on Facebook. What do you have to say about that?
Really? He's such an idiot. I can't believe he called this. I listen to this all the time. I personally, he's just jealous. He's being jealous. It's been a year now. He should be over it. I think he's feeding into my kids, like kind of baiting them. I don't think that my kids would seek out and look for these things.
If they're friends with you on Facebook, these things come right to them. They don't have to seek it out.
They're fine. They're fine with my relationship. So I don't understand, like, if they, you know, and they've hung out with us before, so I don't know why it's an issue if they see pictures of it. I think it's their father is not comfortable with it.
I'm going to stop you right there. This is the same reason why we got the divorce in the first place, because you're like a brick wall. It's all about you. It's all about you, and it's not fair.
Well, it's not about you anymore. It's not about you. So, you know, I could say the same thing, and I think it's pretty nervy that you had to, like, go behind my back and call the radio station to do this, and
no,
as far as kids are very well adjusted to the situation. It's been a year now. You're using them as a scapegoat and making it seem about them.
We were married long enough for me to understand that this is a rebound thing for you, and it's fine. You can do whatever you want.
Whether you think it's a rebound or not, it's none of your business.
All right. So, okay. Guys, let me jump in. What we do is we ask our audience what they think. And you know what? They may agree with you, Kathy, that you're not married anymore. You don't have to report to him. And that's the end of it. You want to post pictures on Facebook with your new guy? Go for it. You don't have to defend yourself to anybody. But they may see his side that you're both still parents. And if there's a chance that you have a tween that's upset about this, then you really need to acknowledge that and maybe take a step away from Facebook and social media and, like, give her time to heal. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I do, yes.
I know my kids, but I'll be open to it. It's fine.
All right, great. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
They're exes. They got divorced about a year ago, but he's not happy about the fact that his ex-wife, Kathy, has been posting pictures of her new boyfriend on Facebook because he claims it's upsetting their tween daughter.
Right, right. Mm. I think that we need to keep in mind that this is an emotionally charged situation for everybody involved, right? You have a breakup. Everybody that's ever been in a breakup knows that it's definitely hurtful and it carries on.
Right.
When you have children, though, you really have to consider that. So, I mean, we don't know what the relationship was before. Maybe he was controlling. Maybe he was a jerk. Maybe their relationship just deteriorated to that either way. But if the daughter truly has a problem with it, Facebook is everywhere for everywhere to see, right?
Mm. Yeah, but Kathy's argument on that is that it's not bothering her. You're making a bigger deal out of this than it needs to be, and you're overreacting. It's none of your business, you know?
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, Sam. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because I just feel like it has been a year, and this is part of the kids growing up. I mean, they have to experience a wide array of emotions and situations, and it gives them perspective for when they're in relationships. So I'm on her side. I think that she can do what she wants in a relationship. The kids know him, and I don't feel like it's really any of her ex's business. I feel like he should move on.
Yeah, you know, I understand that, but...
It's so hard to gauge what a 12-year-old's emotions are, and you know...
They're all over the place.
Right, and as a child, if you truly had a problem with something your mom or dad was doing, could you really tell them? I'm not sure.
I'm sure you'd tell your mom.
Maybe.
Give us a call now. We want to hear from you. X's this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, today's best mix. Kathy posts picture of her new boyfriend on Facebook. Ken, her ex-husband, says, "We've only been divorced a year, and it hurts our kids when they see that. Stop doing it." She says, "I ain't got to listen to you. You're not my husband anymore."
That's a valid point. She's absolutely correct. I'm sure that their divorce was ugly when it got to the end, but you can hear it in both their voices. At the same time, posting a ton of photos with you and your new boyfriend, if there's even the chance it's hurting your children, you definitely should heed that conversation.
What do you think about it? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Tana and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm with the wife. I don't think there's no reason that the ex-husband should be able to dictate. My parents are divorced and my mom is remarried, and I really have a problem. I think if the mom's being open with her kids, there's really no reason that he should be involved. It's not his life.
Okay. Kevin, who are you siding with?
I think it's BS, because if there's a hint that there's a problem with the children, if there's even a small possibility that there's something wrong with the children, she ought to back down. The kids ought to come first, and in that situation, the child definitely needs to come first. It has nothing to do with whether or not he's jealous. He's standing up for his child, and if she's too ignorant to see that, then she shouldn't be a mother. She shouldn't be a mother at all.
I think that there's a medium point to what you're saying is that if there's even a hint that there's a problem, she should back it off. I mean, she could still have a relationship. The kids have met the man, like she said, and
right. They're
hanging out and everything's fine. Maybe just, you know, tone it down on social media. You know, not the
world doesn't have to. She doesn't have to advertise what she's doing to everybody, right. Especially to her kids. She ought to keep that private.
I think that's a fair enough statement.
She can go do whatever she wants, but don't rub it around in her kid's face. That's just wrong.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Hey, Robin, whose side are you on this morning?
I am on his side, because I went through this 2 years ago, went through divorce, and it may be a different situation. So I don't know what their situation was, but my ex was already with this woman while we were married.
Ugh.
And that led to the divorce.
Right.
And then as soon as we got divorced, he started posting photos online with her, and my kids were furious about that. And they're teenagers, and they all defriended him on Facebook.
Well done. Like, sorry. But
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So I don't know. So my perspective is that maybe Ken's daughter really is upset and being affected by it, and it's not just his jealousy. Like, I think it does affect the kids to see their parent in a new relationship and to have it posted publicly.
I'll say this is that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, what was the saying is err on the side of caution. Everybody would do this for their children. When you get to nowadays, it's just like everybody is me, me, me. It's the me world. Like, this is what's important to the world. Is what's going on with me. And that's wrong.
Yeah, I think the kids, you have to take into account how it's affecting your kids for sure.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ken, our audience agreed with you. You're still parents, even though you're not divorced anymore. And if your daughter is coming to you and voicing these concerns, Kathy, you need to open your ears and listen to what he's saying. You're a mom first.
I would agree with that, and I will speak with my daughter. But honestly, I really think this is about Ken, you know, and his issues. So maybe he needs to come to grips with it and step up to the plate and admit that I think that there's some jealousy going on with him.
It's not about me. It's about our kids. I've been over you for a long time. We've been divorced for a year. I've been over you well before that year. So it's unfortunate, but I hope I do thank the listeners today, and I hope you take heed to their advice.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on today. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.